Some people think, of course, that seeing enlightenment as a person is somehow a falling away from the Buddha's original teaching. But creating images of the Buddha and so on is a kind of deification. The Buddha was, after all, a good Protestant. Teaching against rites and rituals and so on. And here, of course, we see the influence of, in parts of the West certainly, of the effect of the Reformation and Protestantism. There's deep suspicion of the image. So if we have problems with the image, we might, and maybe even we're affected by the Counter-Reformation as well, if we've had a Catholic conditioning. But perhaps we need to have a good look if we have, if we feel somehow it's vulgar or wrong, or it's a kind of decadence to have images of the Buddha. Maybe we need to have a good look at our own conditioning. And certainly, early translations of Buddhist texts, Pali Buddhist texts, and early Buddhist scholars, who were themselves good Protestants, sometimes give this impression. And we'll speak of the Mahayana as a kind of hopeless degeneration, and the emergence of the Buddha image as a kind of degeneration. It's quite clear when you look at early Buddhism, at the Buddhism of the Pali Canon, that the Buddha and the great disciples are a real presence in the sutras, in the literature, and for the people. They're saints to the people. Enlightenment is embodied for the people. You even find in one of the oldest portions of the Pali texts descriptions of visualization. An old man goes to the Buddha, receives teachings. Later on, he can't go to him. He's too old. He can't be around him. But he says his practice is to always be mindful of the Buddha. And he says, I see him. I see him clearly, night and day. And that's described as, and through this practice, he's liberated. What better way to keep enlightenment in mind than to have a picture of enlightenment in your mind? So you find emerging, probably even in the earliest, certainly in the time of the Buddha, the stupas, which were objects of veneration, where the relics of great disciples of the Buddha were kept, and eventually the Buddha were kept, and these became, real presences for the Buddhist community. And in time, the emergence of the Buddha image, creating images of the Buddha to depict, to try and encapsulate in stone and paint, the Buddha form. And in fact, it's now being thought that the Buddha image emerged a lot earlier than was previously thought. I'm not quite sure of the dates, but there is archaeological evidence to suggest that it appeared much, much sooner on the scene. To see your highest, deepest spiritual values embodied in a significant, beautiful form or person is perfectly natural and necessary. And it's why Buddhist heart, Buddhist art, Buddhist literature, Buddhist stories, Buddhist myth, Buddhist symbolism is of such great importance. It appeals to our imagination. And by imagination, I'm not talking about fantasy or daydreaming. I'm talking about an absolutely basic function, a basic human function, the imaginal faculty to see, because we ourselves are a person, if you like, an image, a form, in a world of forms and other people. It is perfectly natural, therefore, to see our highest spiritual values as a person, as a form. Seeing our intangible spiritual values take form, embodied in beautiful, significant form. And when that happens to us, when we encounter images sometimes, it can be deeply moving and stirring when you connect with the image. Energy just starts to flow into your spiritual life. I mean, some people, I've had this experience, you hear stories of people that seeing a Buddha image was the start of their spiritual life. They were so stirred. They kind of saw themselves, if you like. Just thinking back to my own experience, the first images I saw of Padmasambhava were deeply, deeply stirring, for example. or hearing the way Banti talked about the Buddha in some of his early lectures, the way he evoked some of the stories of the Buddha, deeply stirring, like nothing else in Buddhist literature, or going on pilgrimage to the Buddhist holy sites. Again, it's deeply stirring to walk in the Buddha's footsteps.